This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. A divorced woman who was a recovering alcoholic, a Democrat, no less, who did more than get elected governor of Texas. She captured the American imagination. One journalist said Ann Richards walked through fire and the fire lost. Before Ann Richards succumbed to cancer in 2006, she left an indelible mark on Texas history, and though she probably didn't know it, she left actor Holland Taylor strangely sad. Now, you know Holland Taylor, the award-winning actor who's been in films like The Truman Show, Legally Blonde, a staple in such TV programs as Two and a Half Men, and The Practice, for which she won an Emmy. She was also nominated for a Tony Award Best Actress for her work in a play she had written about the former Texas governor, a play called Anne, which is enjoying a revival in the Texas capital city. Holland Taylor, welcome to the Texas Standard.
What a beautiful introduction. I thank you for
that. Well, what a lovely way to get an interview started. I love that. I have to ask you about this because I was struck by the fact that you were left strangely sad by the passing of a woman you didn't know her.
Well, I had met her once, but I knew a lot about her. I knew about her from her being elected governor. I was not a Texan. I'd been in Texas for a couple of days to do a Spy Kids film, but I was very aware of this national news that this striking and glamorous and wonderful, salty woman had done the impossible. So that was my extent of my knowledge of her. And then after she was governor, she was very much on the national scene. And I became very aware of her. And she was a staple in my life. That fabulous woman existed on earth and was always wonderful to listen to and wonderful to see on Larry King's show or whatever, mm-hmm. or making news mm-hmm. or speaking in the New York Times. And when she died, it was too damn young. She was 73. It was unexpected. She had been such a fixture in my life as someone always there, reassuring, funny, wise, just like she was your favorite grandmother or aunt.
But she spoke to so many people, obviously, and not everyone spent a good part of their life working on a play.
Well, that's the calling part. I mean, I am an actress of a certain age. I've been around a lot. I've been in a lot of plays. And I think I had acquired an amalgam of abilities and sensibilities that had never been tested because there'd never been a reason. I mean, I'm a gun for hire as an actress. And the idea of doing a play about her really just took over my consciousness
really?
Because it was a way of my creatively handling all that feeling I had of her and how the nation needed her. I needed her to exist in the world to make the world seem, you know, a place to live that was safe and had meaning. And it was really that almost that childlike need for that figure.
What makes Ann Richards, though, as you see Ann Richards? I mean, obviously she had a terrific, rapier-sharp sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
But she also had difficulties that she struggles.
Yeah.
She was, in a sense, larger than life in that sort of big Texas way.
Yes, all of that.
But what do you consider to be sort of that distinguishing factor, that thing?
Well, of course, all human beings are complex, and you can't really say why this or why that. But in her case, I think a dominant stroke would be that she had core values that were so powerful. They drove her from early years. I mean, her sense of fair play was something so strong in her that she could not help but take action about it.
You're not a psychologist, so where do you think that came from? Was it something, I mean, as you were doing your research, did you find something?
I think some things are in the seed for all of us.
Really?
Some things are just in us in some unknown way from early years. Like, for instance, her sense of fairness was a conscious thing that she experienced when she went away at 11 years old and went to San Diego to follow her father, who was in the Navy there, stationed there. She'd come from a town that was population 72, and her father had never passed eighth grade. She had an extremely simple background. And in a segregated part of the state in the early 1930s.
Right, sure.
And then suddenly she's in an international school with every stripe and color and shape imaginable. And she realizes why these kids are all exactly like me, which is exactly what she said. But this is 11 years old. I put it to you that something is in her that makes her think that way and think a big thought like that. And then later, when she was about 18 or 19, went to Baylor College on a scholarship, right. on a debate scholarship.
Right.
And she was very much a fun-loving girl. Her father was a wonderfully funny, delightful man who encouraged her to be fun, to have fun.
Not so much her mom.
Her mom was a piece of work, very, very difficult, very difficult source of a lot of pain for Anne.
Uh-huh,
but
right.
as she would say, she's felt both of her parents present in her personality. And that's maybe where the toughness, her toughness, and she could be mean, she could be really rough. And maybe that comes from her mother and her joyousness and her conviviality. She loved to be with people. And so there she is in a sorority, loving every minute of it. And she had her one twin set that she saved up to have her sweaters. The second year, she was invited to be on the pledge committee, I guess they call it, finding new members of the sorority. And then she saw what was behind the sorority, which was excluding this one or mm-hmm, inviting mm-hmm, that right. one. And why? And what were the values? What were the reasons why? Girls were invited or disinvited to become part of the sorority. And she didn't like that at all. And she was not interested in being a member once she saw what made up that sausage.
You described yourself a few moments ago as a gun for hire.
Yeah.
Of course, the characters that you have played on TV and in film mean a lot to a lot of people. And as you think, though, about this role, this Anne, I don't want to be too mystical about this, but it almost seems like this is a role that you were made for.
I've had those thoughts, and I'm a very practical person, and I'm quick to go, oh, poo-poo at anything that suggests that kind of, you know, working behind the scenes of life and spiritual connections and stuff, and yet I can't deny it. This is really a mission. This is the greatest thing you've ever done in your life professionally, and I mean by light years. And
that's
also
how you feel, even with all the accolades and the awards. And
absolutely. Absolutely. The most demanding, the most unbelievably demanding job I've ever had, and I've had to fulfill and step up to the plate.
Is that because of the way that people perceive Anne Richards, or is it because of something in you that you
say?
Well,
no. I mean, it's to do a one-person show of this size.
Sure.
It's just extraordinary. I mean, you're out there and you're thinking, ain't nobody coming. You know, you're out there on your own. And if you get into trouble, this, that, or the other thing, you're carrying on by yourself. If you mm-hmm. if you're not feeling well, if you're ill, doesn't matter. Ain't nobody take over for you. And it is a very alarming, extraordinary thing to be alone on stage. For instance, in the course of the evening, there are three times when I have a moment to drink water. Once when an offstage voice is talking three or four sentences long enough for me to sip, and twice when there are sure-fire jokes where the laughter is so long that it guaranteed that I have a moment that I can sip water. Otherwise, if I need water, like for instance I do right now, you can't do it. You cannot do it. You know how long it is to lift a glass to sip and put it back down? Too long.
Just ask Marco Rubio. This is a remarkable play, and it has a special place in the hearts and frankly minds of many Texans and who are very grateful for your investment in the spirit of this governor.
It's meant the world to me. It's given me back much more than I've put into it.
Holland Taylor is a very famous actor. You've seen her on stage, screen, film. And she is the playwright, of course, the actress, the actor, in the play Anne, which is seeing a revival in the Texas capital city right now. Holland Taylor, it's been a real pleasure to get to say hello to you and welcome back to Texas.
Thank you so much. I love being in Texas. That's another thing Anne has given me, is Texas. What more could you want?